In this session, we're going to take the simple question, what do I want? What do I want my business to do in my life? And how can I align my business with my life? And take that question and look at the practical issues surrounding that, the questions and problems that throws up. And the first question really is one of money. How are we going to financially support and give structure to what do I want in my life? How can the business help us to create that financial structure that would allow us to live what we want? So what I'd ask you to do is to pull down a questionnaire that we've developed from this page, and it's called The Financial Structure to What I Want. The Financial Structure to What I Want. So why don't you download that now, and then we'll have a look at the questions on that form. Now that you've downloaded the form called The Financial Structure to What I Want, you're probably looking at the simple questions and saying, these questions, you know, are really too simple. I've seen these written in every life coaching book, in every, you know, business training course I've been on. They're just simple life questions that, and you may be feeling that they're probably a little bit glib, but do you know what? If that's the case, if they really are simple questions and you've met them a dozen times or more, why do I look at business plans within this industry and see no mention of the simple answers to these simple questions in that plan? Nothing fundamentally drives the business plan. It's just a theoretical model to make money. There's no purpose to it. There's no realignment with a person's life. It seems to hang in a vacuum and in neutrality, just delivering some cash. And it has nothing to do with reality. Why is that the case? So let's take these simple questions and let's answer them together and let's drive them into the future business plan. So, what's the first question you'll address on this sheet? First question is, if I had £5 million, what would that mean? What would I do with my life? Write down your immediate response to that first question now. Before we go on to the next question, let's just review the first question on this form that you've pulled out. The first question, if you remember, was, if I had £5 million, what would I do today? And you may say, well, why 5 million? What 5 million does is it releases all the barriers and limitations on your thought process. Bottom line is, with 5 million, you can do anything or just about anything you like. It just allows you to think in a crazy fashion and stop putting the ifs, ands and buts around your thought process. It frees your mind, it releases you. That's why the first question. The next question you'll see on this form is this. What would be happening in my life, what would be going on if I woke up excited every day? What would be happening in my life if I woke up excited every day? Try and give your immediate responses to that question. Now we move to even simpler questions. Next question is, what one place would I like to visit? Well, one place would I like to visit? And what that means, of course, is that you've never taken the opportunity to visit it. And looking at our globe and the way travel is organised, you may be wondering right now, why have I never done that? I could afford to go anywhere on this planet I liked, and the one place I'd like to visit, I've never visited. So write down that one place right now. The next question to allow your mind and heart to engage with is this question. What one event would create for me the memories of a lifetime? What one event would create for me the memories of a lifetime? And if you're asking yourself this question now, then you probably haven't allowed that event to come about or created it. What one event would create for me the memories of a lifetime? Try that now. Next question has two parts to it, and they're these. what one thing would I prefer, would I enjoy, would I like to be doing daily and weekly? What one thing would I like to be doing daily and weekly? Which suggests, doesn't it, that you're not doing them and you'd like to. So why? What one thing would I like to be doing daily or weekly that clearly I'm not doing at the moment? Finally, as you'll see on the form, the last question is, what one thing have I always wanted to learn and clearly have never done yet in all of my years of life? Write that down now. If you've addressed the really simple, almost glib questions on this form, on this download, you're probably thinking, well, so what? What I've done today in this session is allowed you to free your mind. I've simply asked you to question yourself and what it is you're doing with your business and your life. And if there are a number of things going on in your life that you yearn for and that you've never actually done anything about, then I've allowed you to free your mind and your heart to put those on paper and then challenge yourself as the leader of this small business and ask yourself this question. Why have I not created a business yet? And what must I do financially? What financial structure must the business help me create in order that, for goodness sake, I can live the life I really want to live? As if I'd been freed to live it by having in the bank, landed my bank account, £5 million. That's the purpose of these very, very simple questions. They simply allow you to think enough to objectively challenge your current business and ask it in its face, if you will, as if it was a living entity, why haven't you delivered this to me yet? What have I done wrong in creating this business, you this business, that it is not capable of delivering the life that I want to lead? And what must I now do to do it financially? And in future sessions, what we're going to do is take more depth in understanding, so what financially does the business really need to do?